There's very little patience in the world we live in today. If we want anything, Amazon delivers same day, next day, or worst case scenario, in 2 days. We don't even have to wait in line at our favorite retail shops anymore. With mobile app orders, we can waltz right in like a rock star and just pick it up. Has all this on-demand, get-it-when-you-want-it service warped our perception on how long we need to wait to close someone after pitching? It certainly has made us expect to get exactly what we want in a shorter amount of time. Before you send a follow-up pitch, remember you are dealing with human beings, not mobile apps. If you push too hard in too short of a time frame, you could lose the deal altogether. A good habit to develop in follow-up pitching is to ask the person when they would like to be followed up with. Then follow their lead exactly. You can also ask questions that will help you determine their exact timeline. For example, you may ask, when do you plan to launch this campaign? What's your deadline for the story? Do you still have these dates available? When do you plan to fill the position? Based on their response, you'll be able to better set the expectation when it comes to closing the deal. The pitch challenge today? Organize your leads in 3 categories called urgent, important, and not urgent, based on the timeline that has been given to you by the person you are pitching. By putting your leads in these categories, it'll help you reframe your patience when pitching and help you follow up more precisely without appearing too impatient.